heaven's back. Yeah, yeah, what's going on, everybody? What's going on? It's your boy DJ Laguda back at it again with another exciting episode of Spark Up PVD. Alongside El Presidente Cristina, the queen of the dancehall, Regina, and the mans with the bands, Root Bands.
Yo, 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 you already know what it is. Spark Up PVD in the house. Let's go.
Yeah, what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing today? Today,
feeling good, feeling great, feeling great, feeling good. How are you?
I'm alive.
You know,
we're still here. Living.
We're together again. Hi, guys.
I know, Regina, where you been?
I missed you. You guys know I was, y'all know I was at my house getting it now. Come on now.
No, don't. That was about a week ago.
Yeah.
She celebrated her birthday for like a week straight.
Yeah, I celebrated my birthday for the month. And it was lit. And.
Oh, we know. We got photos.
Yeah, and yeah, so if you missed it, you really missed it.
Well.
Rubens.
Is that some shade?
That was funny.
Already?
I wasn't trying to throw next
shade, no tea.
I wasn't trying to throw the Sade, but
hey.
It had to happen. Still love you, Rubens.
I heard it was lit, though.
It was.
I'm not going front.
It was a good time.
I had one of those moments where I just kind of laid in bed.
And
for like 20 minutes, supposedly 20 minutes. And it was like 20 minutes turned into 2 hours, 2 hours turned into four. And next thing you know, it was already 2 a.m. when I woke up. I'm like, oh,
damn.
Oh, shit.
You might as well go back to bed.
I know, man. Damn. Much. Turned down on a Saturday. Oh, we got flying mics over here.
She's ready to throw them, too.
I know, man. What's been going on, though, Christina? What's been happening in the world of yours?
World of mine? I don't know why you came at me like that.
I'm not throwing.
He straight looked at you like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not throwing any shade.
I know you're doing it. Something.
He put the spotlight on you, drew the curtains back. What you got something to say?
She asked how everybody was doing, so I was like, let me ask how she's doing too.
Nah, he was coming at you. Defend yourself.
Listen, don't let these two instigators get to you like that.
I have nothing. Semester is driving me crazy, literally.
Word.
I thought about driving into a McDonald's, like literally driving my car into a McDonald's. I thought that was the best way to go to jail.
Whoa.
So,
wow.
But I didn't do it. You know, I figured I can go to jail, get out of school, have an excuse to get out of
semester. You trying to go into the pen just to not go to school?
Yo, listen.
Crazy.
Girl, if you don't.
I'm out here doing anything.
You is crazy, girl.
Girl, if you don't.
She said, I thought of running into a McDonald's.
She had like strict plans. She's like, I was going to go to McDonald's.
Creative.
Don't be disrespectful.
She said she was going to do it in the middle of breakfast.
Run into
to mess everybody else's day up.
And during lunchtime because it's mad busy.
Run into a Honeydew. We need McDonald's. Ain't nobody going to Honeydew. What you doing?
Honeydew. But
nah, I like Honeydew.
McDonald's because, no, RIP to the man who created the Big Mac.
No, yo, this is word.
Serious, no jokes aside.
No,
he created the best sandwich ever. Word, I don't care what anybody says. A Big Mac, well done, no onions.
Nah, I don't know about, you know, I'm not a Big Mac.
Please don't tell me what, the Whopper Jr.?
Nah, I'm more a chicken guy, so.
Yo.
Okay.
Chicken burgers is more my way.
Burger King cannot stand to McDonald's.
They're desperate.
I don't care what nobody says. Come at me if you want to.
I don't know, but their fries be better. Just saying.
That'll be another topic, man. Y'all are getting too into it.
But their nuggets, though.
Y'all are getting too into it right now.
I'm a chill.
Hey, I'm about to come at her neck.
By the way, it sounds like that's going to be what you guys are going to be doing for your whole winter season.
Hey.
Yes, because winter is on the brink.
Getting ready to pack those LBs.
What's an LB?
Pounds.
Oh.
Would you know that street lingo?
Jeez.
I know nothing about pounds. Look how skinny I am.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
So, yeah, the winter is on its way.
It didn't feel like it the past 2 days. It's been really nice out, but
it's been beautiful.
I know.
That's the thing. Mother Nature comes through and she's like, I'm going to let you have this nice day. And then she puts the dick on the table and it's a wrap.
Wow.
You just went straight there.
I went there.
But she's mad disrespectful because the next day be like, on a Wednesday when we at work.
Yeah, she basically
it'll be on the weekend.
She's like, yeah, look, so beautiful.
Watch it snow, like, right
see,
now.
Now that you
don't
said
say
it.
That. Snow's a bad word.
Where the what at?
Snow is a bad word. I don't care. I hate snow. I hate snow. I like driving in it, but I hate snow.
No, I don't like driving in it. I don't even.
That's crazy. That yo, talking even about talking driving, like that.
I gotta plug this in, yo.
Oh, here we
for
go.
For all my car guys out there, you know, yo, stop showing off for the Instagrams, for the Facebook Lives, please. Y'all could really hurt yourselves.
Yes, drive safe.
You know, yeah. I mean, as everybody knows, that went viral. One of our pairs.
He's not my pair.
Well, he lives in Rhode Island, so
he's from Providence. Actually.
He's
they
from,
made it to
supposedly
the
Pawtucket. Hey,
he's from the bucket.
Made it to Al Rojo Vivo.
Yo,
it made it to World Star.
Yo, listen,
that's big too. Oh,
listen, damn. Homeboy was wilding when I seen that he flipped his camera. While you're driving a stick, you know what I mean? You need two hands to drive your car.
Very true.
And soon as he flipped back and he went from the breakdown lane all the way to the last lane, I knew something was going to happen. It was just like bound to happen. And it's this sad. Is coming from a guy that has been in cars that driven over 150.
That drive.
That
So
that,
you that, personally
that
know
has
him?
Has been driven. No, I don't know him. But he's one of the guys that the guys make fun of because he will pull up to every show and start doing burnouts when everybody's like, yo, please don't do burnouts.
So he's like that. You know, he's like that Paul Walker from Fast and Furious trying to show off.
No.
From the first movie.
I know nothing about Fast and Furious.
No, listen. Paul Walker is the guy that got me into the cars. So, you know.
But if you remember.
Rest in peace.
I know.
His anniversary.
But catch me.
Was a few days ago.
But catch me. That first movie, he was trying to show off against Vin Diesel.
He was, and he blew his engine.
Yeah, all right. There
but
you go.
He wasn't going crazy doing burnouts.
But still, he had that mindset, though.
He did have the new.
That's how I'm trying to compare him to.
You're right. You know what I mean? And it just makes all the car guys look bad. Whether you're a muscle head, you're a Honda, BMW enthusiast,
now.
It doesn't matter.
I know nothing about
these
cars.
Are the guys that make us look bad.
But where was he going? I'm sorry.
He was going nowhere.
And
he was showing up for the. You know, I hope he's okay. For those that think that I'm just bashing him, I hope he's okay. I wish death on nobody. But that could have been easily avoided.
Idiot.
You know what I mean? Just. He went into a dump truck. Just imagine that was a car with a kid in the back of that car.
It could have been anybody.
Think about it. You could have.
That's right there near my house. It could have been
me. That could have been anybody that's potentially listening to this podcast.
Yo, Ruben's hot right now, man.
Yes, I am. And people think that I'm a dick because I'm saying, yo, he's an idiot. He's an idiot. A donkey, whatever. Yo.
The donkey of the day goes to
not Ruben.
No, we can't copyright that.
But yeah, like, you know what I mean? Yo, be responsible. If you like speed, be responsible. Don't drive your car excessively at 12 in a motherfucking morning.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
You gotta look at, you know, I know there's all the negatives going around him, but you know, optimism, you gotta look at it like this. This is now a lesson for him moving forward. That he won't do this.
Hope so.
I mean, from what I've heard, I'm not 100% sure. This is what people's been saying, that this is not the kid's first accident.
It's
so,
not.
Idiot.
You know,
but he said, you gotta take in consideration his age too. You know, at 20,
he's
what were you doing at 20?
Listen,
with a nice car like that.
Not that. I was not doing that.
Listen,
that sounded sketchy there.
Oh my god.
You can't all right, he got a nice car and all that, and it's fast and whatever you wanna say. But yo, you gotta know your car. You gotta know
absolutely.
You know your surroundings too. You know what I mean? If it was 3 a.m. and he was dipping like that, I wouldn't care. It's perfectly fine.
This guy.
There's nobody on the road at that time. But at 12 a.m.
Wow.
Yes, at 12 in the fucking morning.
It's actually too much. It's actually 12.
And yes.
Ruben's coming at everybody's neck right now.
Yeah, he is.
Well, just let me drink some water.
Have a sip.
Yes.
And yo, that kid's an idiot. At the end of the day, he's an idiot, and I hope he's okay.
No. Idiot.
I hope that idiot is okay.
Idiot. Let's say it all together. 1, 2, 3.
Idiot.
You know what, your African parents, if he had African parents, they would be at his funeral like, you know, we loved him, but he was an idiot. And that's why he's dead today. He will stay there. He will meet the devil today. Because why are you doing that?
Yeah. Listen.
This is Rhode Island. Like, who do you think you are?
Chelsea Clinton.
And he was trying to be Vin Diesel.
You need to calm down.
Well, let's see. Hopefully we don't see any more accidents coming up, especially when the winter coming up, because you never know what Mother Nature might do.
Yes.
You know, with this crazy weather possibly heading our way.
Well, we got lucky last year. We didn't get that much snow.
I think we're going to be lucky this year.
I hope so.
I don't think so.
I think so.
You talk about December, global warming.
No, why did you do this?
That is real.
I'm like that because I air quotes my name.
Wow. I thought she did air quotes because she didn't believe in global warming, but you did the right thing.
Christina needs a plug.
You can't be out here.
Yo, whoever's watching, if you do nails, she needs a plug.
I don't need them done. I need them removed.
My nail techs out there, shorties, band together.
I didn't have time.
And the name. Of all things nails. I told you, let me do it for you.
No, I need to remove them.
Listen, guys, just leave that for another. Before it gets more heated with the nails.
So let's talk about today's December 2nd?
Today is the 2nd, yes.
Yesterday was officially the beginning of cuffing season.
Doo-doo-ch.
Hold on. I got to plug this in.
Oh, my God.
And it was World AIDS Day. So make sure y'all go get checked.
Again.
No, I'm serious. This is serious.
Last time, he told you to get checked. Get checked again.
You know, there's a lot of you out there clubbing and banging.
Wait.
You know, no. I'm serious right now. There's a lot of you out there clubbing and banging.
Hold on, Robert. Before you keep saying there's a lot of people out there. Is this like a subliminal message to somebody?
No. I'm just looking out for everybody. I know a lot of people. The world knows me.
Really?
The world knows me.
But
listen. At the end of the day, all I want y'all to do is go get tested. Go get tested. You never know if you have something.
I think this anger has to come from your cuffing season being absent this year.
Yo, maybe.
We went there.
Yo, I'm not going to front. Maybe my shit's in a slump right now. It's like.
What? Your
shoes? Yeah. But yo.
It sounded that ain't sound like it's cuffing season. It sounded like
listen. Something but I ain't worried. I ain't worried because I'm saving my money.
Okay,
and I'm getting this
so
money.
So you're saving your money for number 55. We talked about.
Nah,
this.
Forget 55.
But we also
said
number 55
good.
Is the same exact person as number 10 because he
and
likes
number
he has
7
a type.
And number 34 and number.
So you're saying I got a type. What's my type?
Hey, go ahead, Christina. Let the people know.
What's
my type?
Here we go. We're going to plug it down.
For those of you that have some interest in Rubens because he got the band.
And the world knows him. So you guys know.
No. Hold on.
Oh, now he's backtracking now. Better than.
Hold on. For you that are listening.
Now he's not selling himself that much.
I do not have no bands. I do.
Wait.
You do not have.
But
them
you're the real Rubens.
What? Listen.
Well, the real Rubens. Please stand up.
Then you know what, Ruben?
No. Hold on.
I'm going to say this. If you don't have the bands, then at this point, for season 2, I will not be introducing you as the mans with the bands. I will not be doing that.
Nah, I just, listen, I don't want to attract the wrong people, you know?
No, but
I mean?
I'm saying,
I don't have no bangs.
You got to go back to IG.
I do not have
IC
no bands.
On Instagram,
okay,
because
people? Yo no tengo dinero. I'm broke, baby.
Choppy, choppy.
That's why you need number 55. She got you. She's ready to hold you down. Like, you just trying to neglect her. I'm not understanding.
But why she still in the bushes, though?
Because she's 55.
She doesn't know.
And when we meet 55, that's Ruben's draft pick, number 55.
We're not going to meet her because we're going to be looking right past her because she's 55.
Damn, 55 is out there in your face. You don't even know it.
But you're looking over her.
So Ruben's struggling. But how about you, Regina? How you doing this cuffing season?
Yes, Regina.
She probably doing good. Her birthday was last week. Getting that birthday sex.
No, wait a minute now.
IVNA.
Make sure you wrapped up.
Wait a minute now. You know I was in my mom's house. I can't be doing all that, okay? But it's going.
Going in what direction?
It's going in a good direction? Why are we talking about me?
Listen, we're asking everybody.
This is cuffing season update.
People
want to know.
Update. All right.
All two of our viewers want to know.
Wow. You know what? Them two viewers mad lit, though. And I know they're enjoying themselves. Shout out to our two viewers. This one's for y'all.
So maybe one of those viewers wants to know about your cuffing.
I said it's going good. It's going.
I don't know. That pause sounded pretty.
That is sound.
That number is what number are we looking at?
All right.
We have 56 right now.
Oh no.
My list is not as long as the real group band's list. I had a
We're gonna have to call the fake group bands with that one.
Nah. You know, I keeps it real. I just you know, I'm not trying to you know what I mean. You know, I'm not trying to attract the wrong ladies. You know. Okay. Not taking no jabs on anybody, you know. If you,
I don't know.
If you got to get it like that, you know.
Sneak in some Sade today.
Yo. So I'm ready to go.
Huh? Who's throwing shade over here?
I'm ready to go.
I'm
on go. I had a headache the whole day, and I'm just like, boom, like, I'm ready to snap at anybody.
We can tell, man. You just went off on the guy driving. And
he's going off on everything.
Yeah, he is.
Listen.
So for those of you that... are not cuffed this season, you can still find other ways to keep warm. For example,
you didn't talk about your cuffing season, so you just thought you were about to slide out of that.
Hold on, wait a minute.
After you put,
y'all thought I was finished.
Top five.
Whoa!
Come on, Christina.
My list has been at one for a very long time.
Has it now?
Okay.
Please elaborate.
I don't like the way you looked at me like that. It makes me really nervous. My palms are sweating.
Why are they
your
sweaty?
Palms are sweating? Your nails?
You sure you're not doing that wrong
today? Like,
we watching you. On?
Hey, this is the real me. If you don't love me the way I have come today to episode 10, then don't love me at all.
I love you. That's why I got to be coming at Chanel's.
You're making sure I'm on point.
You know?
Okay, I feel that.
If I don't tell you, who's going to tell you?
That's true.
You know? Got to hold you down.
Mm-hmm. How about your cuffing season, Roberto?
Oh, you know it's only one. It's been one for like... about 7 years
your
now.
Your cuffing season has turned into cuffing infinity.
Yes, cuffing exactly. Infinity. Thank you.
Cuffing infinity.
Congratulations.
Also known as a relationship for those who don't understand the lingo.
So there's other ways to keep warm this winter. You can buy a Snuggie.
You can buy an electric blanket.
You can buy an electric blanket.
I just found out about those. Somebody at work
They're expensive.
Are they?
Yeah, they're like $60.
Yo, but just know you're going to sleep coma. There's no waking up the next day.
Damn. He wants you're to
just,
die.
Boom. Like, you're just like, boom. Like, done.
Okay.
So, So speaking of sweaters, Nas has created us a holiday sweater. A Christmas holiday sweater. It is, it's a pullover. It has like snowflakes on the arms, and it got like a black Santa Claus kneeling down with fists raised on each side. And the money that's being raised for this sweater is going to a foundation called the Center for Core Innovation. And it's basically a foundation based in NYC that... that's working towards a solution or better ways to deal with the mass incarceration that's going on in the country with black men primarily. So it's going for a good cause. Get yourself a sweater.
How much is it?
It's $45.
That's not that bad, though,
that's
for that.
That's not that bad.
And it comes in black, green, red.
Yo, people throw away, not to throw shade at
Not
to throw shade at Kanye's clothing line.
Oh God!
But people
go
and spend hundreds of dollars on ripped up clothes.
Can you let me grieve in peace?
On ripped up clothes, y'all could spare at least $45 for one of these sweaters.
I mean, it's a pretty dope sweater. The sweater looks good,
and it's for a cause.
You gonna buy Rubens?
Yes, I will.
He's lying.
I will. I'm gonna buy right now.
Bands make good.
Hey,
bands.
Twerk. Yo,
plug me in. Plug
twerk.
Me in. I'm gonna buy it right now.
Plug me in.
All right,
we're gonna
you.
Buy it live, people. We're gonna buy it live.
He's gonna...
Wait, right now? You about to
right now.
He said he wants two.
Okay, so at the end of the show, you can hold on to it. At the end of the show, we wanna see the purchase. Okay?
He's buying two.
I'm passing my card right now.
His number is
number 55. Write it down.
Whoa, listen. I do not want to go up in the morning and my account be blank.
All right,
just buy it for me right now, please.
Yeah, hold that thought. So my question to you guys is, do you guys think that celebrities give back enough?
Or should they?
That's an interesting question proposed, because even when you see like regular people like us, when we are thinking about if celebrities get back, it's because we're watching them all the time and we're comparing them. So if we see one celebrity give back a lot, we think that others are not giving back enough. But I mean, I do feel like there are a good amount of them, and you don't really see them on TV too much because, you know, they're like humanitarians now that have really created a platform for themselves. And then because they created this platform, they took the time to work out their craft. Now they have this platform to give back and this money to do so much. I do think celebrities, I can't say all of them, but there are some that really do go the extra mile. But I do feel like some of them just abuse the platform and don't use it for as much good as they could.
I was going to say that. I think, too, there's we've seen instances where celebrities do it for attention, like the Kardashians, for example. Like, everything they do is a publicity stunt. It is a fact. They have said it themselves. And then there's celebrities that do it and that we don't even know. We don't know that they do it because they don't care for the publicity. They just, you know, they have their own things. Like, I know a lot of NBA players have their own charities going on for their hometown. So, like, there's a lot of things that we don't know about.
And even stars, like you said, like athletes as well, too, even when they come part of a team, it's like an obligation to get back to the community, too, not only just in donation, but, you know, either raising, I don't know, making playgrounds for kids or engaging in...
improving your neighborhood where you came from. I think that's important because, like, most of the time when you come up, like, in the music industry, it's your city that's behind you. I mean, unfortunately, that's not our case in Providence. But for most people, I've heard a lot of people talk about how people in Providence don't support them. They're very own people. But for most athletes, I hear a lot of them talking about how, like for example, LeBron James. Ohio loved him. But, you know, he's done a lot of great things for Ohio. But the minute he left...
people started burning his jerseys and stuff.
Exactly. People were going crazy. So, like, it's when you're famous, it's kind of like you, it's like,
but should
damn
you?
If you do, damn, I mean, if you don't.
But yeah, go ahead, Ruben. Go ahead.
No, you could go.
No, go ahead, because I gotta back up what I'm gonna say right now. Go ahead.
All
right.
So, yeah, like, should you, as a person that's up there like that, support people that don't support you? Because a lot of these people in your community don't really support you. You know, and they usually take the, you know, the back of the bandwagon, you know.
Somebody
after.
Said, Lorenzo Gold, who's watching, said, our city is behind our rappers, just not the whole city. And I think that's true. But I feel like when it comes to, like, what Ruben was saying, when it comes to, like, giving back, I think when people make it, they get sour and they're like, I ain't giving nothing to nobody because nobody supported me, forgetting about the people who did support you. But I think the question that you were asking, I think it's important that you do give back, even if it's in a small portion, because someone out there who's young is looking up to you and saying, well, you know, they didn't give me $1 million, but they, like you said, like, they remodeled my park, so now I have somewhere to go play and somewhere to actually something to have, like, because especially in our city, you see our parks, what do they have? They barely have anything, or they're messed up, or they have graffiti all over them, you know, like, there's not much in this city for kids. So I think it's important that we do give back for the kids coming up so that their future is even brighter than the person giving back.
And it doesn't have to be on such a large scale. Like, it doesn't have to be like, because you're the Beyonce and you have to give back to this large organization. You can just give back where you can, and that usually starts with your community or where you grew up, because those are the same streets you're rapping about. Those are the same places you're singing about. You're saying that's what raised you. You can't be shouting out Houston and not throwing a couple dollars back to the place that raised you. I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to be charitable if you don't want to, but if you do want to, you know, do it with your whole heart. Use your platform to do good.
Let me ask this question. When it comes to, you know, events, you know, for example, let's start the example of, you know, this whole, you know, Black Lives Matter, you know, all these people getting shot and getting killed. And now you're starting to see a lot of athletes take stands in protesting and making a statement on television. Do you feel that that's the time that they really need to get more?
I think...
let me just throw this out there. For example, last year in the... Actually, excuse me. Early this year in the ESPYs, which is a you know, a sports award show, you had Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Carmelo Anthony start the show off saying a statement about this whole situation. Mm-hmm. And people were, you know, were shocked.
I think that's another way to give back. Is not always money. It's not always money the way to give back. To getting out there and being involved in your community. Even if that means to go out there and shake a little boy's hand and tell him, oh, I hope your grades are right. They're going to be like, oh, my God. Dwayne Wade told me that my grades need to be right. So now I'm going to get straight A's. And, you know, now he has something to live for because he's seeing someone who looks just like him in high position expect more from him. When a lot of times what are we told in school? You're never going to be anything. You're stupid. Yep. Isn't it that, you know? So for people who look like us in high position to give us, like, to empower their city, to empower kids, I think is important, even if it's not money.
Yeah. I feel that's a good way to give back. You know, that's just my opinion.
I think that's the best way to give back. I think that's more valuable than money.
Yeah.
But I do think they shouldn't wait till something bad happens to actually take a stand and you know, be like, okay, this is wrong. We should fix this. We should start working more with the community.
But sometimes you're not aware of what's going on until something happens.
Like, for example, in Rhode Island right now, we got a bad crime rate right now. Like, it's super high right now.
Mm-hmm. But that's just Providence.
I think that's just everywhere. Our numbers seem greater only because our city is so much smaller compared to other cities.
But
so
our own artists aren't, like, you know, extending the hand to the people.
Or
being
they're
like,
not
oh,
promoting peace.
Exactly.
Promoting
yeah, because
violence.
If you listen to a lot of the local artists, some of them are just promoting gangbanging and flowing all this cash, you know?
And drug dealing.
And all that.
You know, not that, you know, because some of them are, you know, talented. I don't want to take that away from you. You know what I mean? But
put your talent to...
to a good use.
Positive.
You know, it's all right if you do turn up music here and there, but at least have a message, you know?
At least one song that has a good message.
Exactly.
And especially if you know you really ain't about that life. I ain't trying to throw no shy day, but some of y'all know y'all grow up in good homes and things like that, and you guys are rapping about the wrong
thing. Live that life.
Or you watch your mom struggle or watch your parents struggle, and you're coming from this place of struggle and rapping about things that you really are not about. Like, let's be real and keep it 100 and 1,000. Like, you guys are rapping about stuff that you've never even probably seen. So if you guys are going to rap about something real that people can connect to.
Right.
Like,
I was
really
just
going to
say that.
You know,
relatable.
You know, I think that's, like, one of the reasons why, you know, not throwing shades at any other rappers in Rhode Island, but that's why a lot of the rappers in Rhode Island haven't expanded out of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Because there's just no promoting.
There's not much substance or purpose or relation. Like, a lot of music I listen to, I like it, but I can't really relate to it. Like, I want somebody to, like, come out with a song where, like, I get goosebumps and, like, I think about, like, damn, yeah, that's, oh, my God, yeah, they're talking about me. Like, that's Providence. Like, for example, I'm going to shout out John Hope because he's one of my favorite artists. He has a song called Cam Street and Comstock. And everybody from Providence knows
that
what,
like,
that's about.
You know, complete opposites.
They're complete opposites, and there's been a lot of violence between the two. But his song is basically talking about how, a direct quote, he says, it's hard for them to say it, but the ghetto's a mosaic. And that's basically saying, like, we don't know what we have, and we have each other. And this city is so small, and we could come together and give back in a way where it's not money,
exactly,
and, like, empower each other. Just this city will be on fire.
But how many people are willing to do that? They all talk, and then when it comes to action,
nobody does nothing.
Nobody's to be
that
seen.
That is very true. But I like to plug. It's just not like music that resides with, like, the community. Also, like, your personal problems. Like, Flawless has a song that is about a girl that's going through a struggle, you know. And I'm not 100% sure, but I think her stepfather is raping her.
Mm-hmm.
She's being raped by somebody in the house.
Yeah, and, like, she's silenced by it, you know, and she's like sending them, you know, letters and stuff,
it's
like
heartfelt.
That, emails, you know, and it's very heartfelt. So, you know what I mean? Music like that also resides with people, whether, you know, you experience something like that or you haven't, You know what I mean? Those type of songs stick with people. And it's people true. Look at it like that. And shout outs to Flawless. You know, I mentioned you, so shout outs. Your album came out today, you know, so I gotta shout you out.
Number 24 on the iTunes chart.
So far, yep. It's only the first day. That's pretty good.
You know,
it's pretty good.
Yeah, shout outs to Roadie Talent.
So you see, there's different ways to give back to the community, you know, to our people, either through music or
community work.
Doing community work, or even as the NFL has been doing it, with this special week coming up called My Cause for My Cause My Cleats, which is a pretty cool way to show what foundation you're supporting. And that's pretty cool. I've seen a couple customized cleats from yesterday's game, which is really nice for Dallas and Minnesota.
So basically
what they did was they teamed up with Nike to design a sneaker and customize it for a cause that they can relate to or a cause that they support. So, like, you're seeing a lot of breast cancer cleats out there. You're seeing a lot of ALS, autism. A lot of them have their own charities that people didn't know about, and now they get to support that in a bigger scale.
And I'm glad the NFL has done something, because they don't let players
do anything.
It's called the No Fun League for a reason. But
you get charged for everything.
Exactly.
I think after the whole Colin Kaepernick thing, they're starting to see that. Those things reside with people.
Yes.
And they make people come together.
Yes. Because people aren't taking advantage of their platform. And when they do, they get shunned for it. Like Colin Kaepernick, who I'm not too happy with, because he didn't go out and vote. And he was all about the people and this and that. But anyways.
Yep, that's some shade to Colin.
Yeah.
Yep.
When people have the
Colin. So Colin, if you're listening, she's coming at Joe neck.
Colin, you need to rock that turtleneck ASAP right now.
Like, for example, you mentioned you mentioned earlier, Beyonce is like one of the biggest pop stars in music of all time, right? Especially of our time. And she literally has power. Like, people stand by her like crazy. Like, you've seen it, the beehive, and people start putting the bumblebees.
Yes, we are here. Let me just make it clear.
I'm saying when a celebrity like that has a big platform like that, I think they have to be smart with what they say and when they say it and how they say it. Like, for a long time, Beyonce hasn't been active in the black community, or that we know of, up until recently, where she's doing a lot of things.
But people say she does a lot of things in Houston, actually. That she, you know, she's always there because she's from there and she does a lot of stuff there. I do feel like at least in your community is a good start.
Yeah.
But then we also can't expect too much from our celebrities. I feel like sometimes we see celebrities on this platform, and even when they are doing things, we're expecting way too much from them. And it's like, yes, they make all this money, but it's like, we can't expect the world from these celebrities. Some of them are just not on that time and could care less about giving back. Most of them are just doing it as a publicity stunt, like some of you guys are saying. So it's kind of like, we can't expect the world from them. But if you're going to give generously, too.
That's true.
And don't showboat about it.
So when you mentioned money, it reminded me of Complex.com. has announced that the box office has made $10 billion this year so far.
10 how much?
10 with a B. B as in Bobby.
Is the box office hiring? Because.
Yo.
I mean, but the money's not going to the employees. It's going back to the industry.
It's somewhere in there. What they hiring for? Port times? Because I got.
She needs in. She's like, I take tips. I'll take anything.
Like.
That's crazy.
That's so much money.
But I'm just so confused. I don't know how you guys feel, but like,
go ahead, say it, because I think I might be in the same boat with you.
I go to the movies at least. Well, I would like to go to the movies at least once a month.
She's talking about you, that one person. Coughing season. She's talking about you.
I think it's time to take her out.
Oh my God.
She's blushing right now.
Yeah, exactly.
She can't even concentrate right now.
That Sade was crazy. I only go to the movies once a month.
I said I would like to.
Pop's neck.
I can't. So anyway, I know a lot of people say that they don't like to go to the movies because they could just get it on bootleg, or they could wait for it on the Redbox.
The way she said bootleg too, that sounds like a shade too. Damn.
So I get on the bootleg.
That was a shade to
Jillian. We throwing shades left and right.
Angel Sanchez.
Mrs. and Mr. Sanchez, if you guys are watching, that was a shade.
Damn.
Okay. I said it. Those are one of my loyal. Those are one of our loyal fans, so I can do that.
We
love you though. We love you though.
They ain't gonna be loyal after today.
Right, nah, we love them. Bump that.
So how do you guys watch movies?
Yo, I haven't watched the movie in a while.
I'm going to say this. This year, to me, this year, I think the movies were a bit disappointing. I wasn't out to the movies.
No, that's not true. Have you watched Me Before You?
Have you watched?
I'm like.
Wait, have you watched the one about the Nat Turner, the slave who went against white people and fought? What was the name of that movie?
Birth of a Nation?
Birth of a Nation. That movie was really good.
Have you watched Inside Out?
Which one's that one?
That's a cartoon. You know that what, came out last year. It was good, but we're talking about the box office.
She went to the $1 theater where they still have it.
Yes.
Does there still
exist? I mean, I saw it in regular theater, but
does it still exist?
I saw it again.
What?
She's the only one keeping them in business.
Now you need to cut it
where?
Out.
No, I'm serious. The one in Pawtucket?
Ask Regina.
I think it's Lincoln.
Lincoln?
No, Lincoln's his own separate theater.
It used to be in Pawtucket.
Yeah, isn't that the Dollar Theater?
No.
That's
in Pawtucket.
Rumford. Okay. Rumford, Johnston, Coventry, same thing, right?
They're all the same.
They're all right there.
And the boonies.
I don't know, but
that's
movies.
Not what my GPS is, but I.
And Taylor Swift has been sweeping some money in too. She's Forbes' highest paid musician this year.
That's crazy.
And that is crazy because we're in a time where people aren't buying movies, getting bootlegs, and people are downloading their music.
Wait, and speaking of movies, somebody brought up the Doctor Strange movie.
I heard that.
It made 10 million. No, not 10. How much was
it? Shout out to Lorenzo.
It made a lot of money.
It's the highest paid Marvel movie up to date.
Yo, somebody tell
shout outs to Marvel. Marvel guys.
Marvel did Batman and Superman this year.
No. They
that
did,
was whack.
That's DC.
Okay. But that's something. But here's the thing.
Is Spider-Man but Marvel?
Spider-Man.
She's still thinking about the movies.
I'm telling you see, in regards to money, Batman and Superman just sucked everybody the dollars.
Yo.
Because that movie, Shay, sucked ass.
When you talk
about it.
And we got for it because when we saw the trailer last year, we were like, yo, I am in there.
No, you gotta come to me. I'm the movie guru.
Let me enlighten some of these viewers. Yeah, she got me hyped for that movie too.
When it's DC, people, don't go watch it. Wait till it comes on DVD.
Okay, so answer my question: is Spider-Man Marvel?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's a Marvel comic.
Because I enjoyed the new Spider, the reboot. I enjoyed that.
Most of the Spider-Man, they're coming out with a new one,
with the new guy. But, Amazing Spider-Man. I loved it.
Anthony Garfield?
Yes.
Yeah, that one was good. But now they got it bought out, and he made an appearance in Captain America?
Yeah,
Captain America.
Civil War.
There's a new character. He's a new
That's
Spider-Man.
That's so stupid. Speaking of Garfield, he was in that movie, Hacksaw Ridge. That movie is a must watch.
Is that the one where he was a nurse?
He's in the army.
Yeah, he was a nurse.
And he doesn't want to.
And doesn't want
to
shoot.
To use a gun. I mean, it's the best movie I've seen.
One movie I'm kind of wanting to watch though is Assassin's Creed. You know?
For next year?
Yeah.
For next year?
I think it's next year. I'm not sure. I seen the trailer.
Maybe we don't.
It looks pretty dope. That one in Underworld. Underworld never let me down. Never let me down.
Yeah,
better not this
2017
time.
2017 was like a better line.
Good.
I like the new movie coming out with Will Smith. I think it's Collateral Beauty. Is that what it's called? I don't know the name of it.
What you're talking about. It's the one where
he's writing.
It's basically the same concept of A Christmas Carol with the past, the present, and the future. Mm. Where Scrooge has he sees the thing. So he's writing to love, death, and I don't remember the other one, but. It looks really good. I mean, he did horrible in Suicide Squad. I'm sorry. Y'all can beat me up.
It's DC. You got to get this through your head. DC, don't go watch it in the movies. Wait till you can get it
you
on
see,
Redbox.
Yeah,
it
he's is. The guy. Obviously, the box office didn't make $10 million off of him.
Yeah, Will Smith. Then that movie Will Smith is called Collateral Beauty.
Yes.
That one is good. And of course, next year, Fast and Furious 8 can't go wrong with that
I'm
franchise.
So over
No way.
No, get
Fast
out of here.
Furious?
This movie.
She's
eating. Listen, I'm about to. Christina, you better get your turtleneck.
How
can you say that?
How? Go ahead. That's what you get for dissing.
Oh, dang. Don't be coming to my girl. Y'all back off.
That's like a national holiday.
What happens
for,
when you're
for
in
my
room
type
full of family.
People.
Everybody makes fun of you.
Listen, this movie got such a great boost again at the Fast and Furious in 2009 when they brought back Paul Walker and Vin Diesel. That franchise just even took off more.
And now with The Rock?
Yeah, my boy. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
That's running for president.
The most electrified man in sports and entertainment.
That's running for president.
The people's champion.
2020?
President-elect Rock.
The champ is here.
Don't make me play his theme song.
The champ is here.
WWF fiend over here.
Hey, it's WWE. That changed a while ago.
Whatever is called ULS, ULC.
What The Rock is cooking.
Yo, we had the best wrestlers in our generation.
Ew.
Yo, that'll be. Yo,
I can.
We did.
Can we talk about that for the next episode?
Yo,
please. At least a subtopic.
Yo,
wrestlers?
Yo, and I
listen. If you guys are gonna disrespect how wrestling is fake, y'all going to the movies to watch
Ronda
fixing those stories. I'm gonna just say that
I went to a WWE show.
Tell me that wasn't
and
dope.
It was pretty dope. It was fake as fuck, but it was pretty dope.
I don't know if I could be watching people throw other people on them bouncy mattresses.
Yo, that's art.
Not
that's
a mattress.
Actually art.
One hour. I can't be talking about wrestlers.
One hour.
I know John Cena.
John
and
Cena.
The Undertaker.
The
that's sad.
Yo.
That's because the video game was jumping, though.
Yo, I personally met the Great Khali. Yo,
dang,
this guy. Yo, I don't know if you've seen the picture on Instagram. I have it flying around there.
Sorry, man. I don't stalk your page like that.
Go to the
Root Bands.
Go to the real Root Bands PVD and check it out. Yo, this guy's hand is crazy.
It's like your head, isn't it?
Literally. Like, literally. Yo, I swear to my mother. Yo, this dude. Listen,
a mother, and your
mother.
Mother. Swear to God.
Eso malo. Eso malo. Eso malo.
With two V's in there.
Three V's.
Wow, that's crazy.
Listen, yo,
you better go to church Sunday, boy.
This guy, this was when I was, you know, heavy into the gym, which I'm getting back into. Shout out.
That was a clue for number 55. You know.
Hey, number 55. This episode's
you
cute.
Hear that? He's getting swollen just for you.
Listen to this.
Are you
yo, this
your
guy
pecs?
Was.
Huh? I thought you were moving your pecs.
He did. He didn't want.
I still got it.
Boy, if you don't.
Yo, this guy was sitting on the bicycle. Yo, this guy was.
I'm done.
Yo, the Great Khali was sitting on the bicycle. Yo, this guy. You ever seen the picture of the elephant riding the little tricycle? That was him.
Why are you talking?
Yo, this man couldn't even walk straight.
I can't. I'm done. Can we end the episode?
Pause. Because I'm still not off of that.
Shout out to Sean, who is a part of the BOA team, and he is watching, and he is commenting.
About that wrestling episode.
Sean is a wrestling fiend, because I know he got the WWE Network.
Sean, you
only paying $9.99 a month.
You better come and sit in my seat, because you know
I'm
going
to
be
I think I'm going to have to bring my boy, day. Sammy D. Shout out to Sammy D and the cool people.
Cool people.
Yeah, right.
That's my boy.
Yo,
that's like my cousin. That's like my brother.
I wish I had the wrap it up button from Dave Chappelle right now, because y'all are getting
it's
crazy.
It's time to wrap
Does
it up.
Does Spark Up have paid time off? Because I'm going to need a day out when y'all start talking about
we
that
don't
wrestling.
Get paid at all. All
right, Sean,
this
you
is,
got my seat.
This
you
is
holding
free,
it down for me.
Free $99.
You got my seat for me on that wrestling episode?
So we've been blessed yesterday with some news.
Some great news.
Great, amazing news.
Hold
okay.
on.
Super amazing.
Did you see the video
Hold
of
on.
The person receiving this news?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Yo, Sean Blade just wrote, why does Khali's legs look like toothpicks?
Yo, for real. No, like literally the guy can't walk. He walks like,
I just
had
to
mean?
Throw that out there. But continue with the J. Cole. Go ahead.
Well, you ruined my introduction.
Yo, but to plug it in, he looks like he got to lift every little inch of his leg up to get the next step. It's crazy.
All right. So we'll save that for next week.
It's official. You heard it here. I got your word on that one.
You heard it here first. Spark Up PVD. No. So yesterday we've been blessed. Rob already stole my
bad. I'm
my
too
anticipation.
I'm too excited for that too.
So I want to play a clip of a fan finding out that J. Cole is releasing an album next week, a surprise album.
Cole World.
Uh-oh, that's me and Miss.
Hey.
What, bitch? God damn, you should be playing getting this money, nigga.
Hey, J. Cole, your album about to drop. What? J. Cole, his album about to drop, bro. Bitch, I am not
one of these niggas banging on. J. Cole.
Yeah.
Jermaine.
Yeah.
Cole.
Yes.
The real is back, the bill is back, flow banana is here, peel this back.
Yes.
One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA hoes.
What? Hey, yes.
Love it.
Mr. Nice Watch.
Yes.
Yo, Simba.
Yes.
Come on.
You gotta see his face.
First things first, let the piece up the field. For real.
Go, bro.
Yo,
hold on. Let me forward
what's
it.
Because everybody else listens to it. What's
hold on. I want everybody to hear this part. He's crying real tears.
That's not even me. That's not even me right here. I'm going to listen to 21 Savage because everybody else listens to 21 Savage. 21, 21. And I was like, what? This shit not even that cold. It was like 21, 21, 21. I was like, this shit kind of catchy, I guess.
So I will be sharing that on my page if you want to watch the whole thing. So, that is literally the same effect that the news had on me. I started crying.
I
except I don't listen to 21 Savage.
You always crying.
You don't listen to 21?
I'm very sensitive.
You don't listen to 21?
I'm not.
I know you'd be like, I'm just dying on my egg, bitch.
Nah, chill.
I hear he be talking about dark stuff like that. Yeah, or
yeah. Yeah, but he's like
I don't know if I could be listening to that.
Who, J. Cole?
21 Savage.
Oh, no.
I tried.
I'm not gonna front. I like his style because he's different from everybody in the game right now.
Do you mean that you can actually understand him?
Different.
Yes. That's why he's probably
different. Isn't always good, my friend.
Yo, he's not like, I don't want to say that he's trash. He's not.
You don't want to say.
Did he make the freshman class?
Yeah, he did. Man, he was the last rapper on that cypher.
Oh yeah.
None of them can freestyle.
None of them can do absolutely shit. All right.
No. Hold up. Dave East, Lil Dicky killed it.
Lil Dicky, that's
Dicky's
it.
Picture was
I respect
really
him.
Crazy on there.
But 21 Savage, Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Yachty, whoever the hell the other guy was with the dress suit.
Kodak
Black, who, by the way, he just got released from jail. I still don't give
a
monkey.
He was getting 50 years.
I still don't give a monkey's ass about him either.
Wow.
Yo, one thing. I gotta plug this in because, yo.
Oh, here we go.
It is crazy that people are throwing around legend to Kodak Black. Stop it for real. I am coming at anybody's neck that says he's a legend.
Wait,
no,
the table is rumbling, sir.
Yo,
royal,
yo,
King, and
what's
yo,
going?
Yo, the mic's clipping right now.
Yo. All right. Yo, I'm gonna tone it down.
Let's bring it back to J. Cole, but please.
Yo,
first things
at
first,
all y'all next,
Uncle
y'all...
Phil, for real.
Miss J. Cole, Mr. Hit in the Morning.
He threw jabs. When I first heard him throwing this shot, I literally heard it three times. At first, I thought he was talking about Jay. Then I thought he was talking about Drake. Then come to find out, he's talking about Kanye.
Kanye and...
But my thing is, I think he wrote this song a long time ago.
I think he also threw shots at Wale.
What?
No. You think so?
And
that same song?
He threw shots at little Uzi and little Yachty.
Definitely. No, I think Wale was one of his hit... He was on that.
What
hit
is
list.
It? What is the verse or whatever?
You mean the whole song?
Oh, Everybody Dies is the name.
No,
of
that's
it?
Not it. It's
Everybody dies is the one he
too.
It is the one he disses the whole freshman class.
Wow.
Is it? I thought it was
yeah,
False
everybody,
Prophet.
No, False Prophet is when he disses Kanye.
Yeah.
Oh.
Everybody Dies is when
I
he
think
disses.
It's more of a big up to Kanye, telling him, "Yo, we miss your old shit, Kanye. Get to it.
We missed the
that's
old.
A, that's,
yeah.
That's a one
think,
way to look at it,
I
too.
Think that's what
Stay
he's trying to,
mold, Kanye.
You know.
So I got it right here. I'm going to read it out loud real quick.
The
he said, just the most important parts. Oh. He said, he's falling apart, but we deny it. Justifying the half-assed shit he dropped, we always buy it. When he tell us he a genius, but it's clearer lately. It's been hard for him to look into the mirror lately. There was a time when this nigga was my hero, maybe. That's the reason why his fall from grace is hard to take. Because I believed him when he said his shit was purer, and he the type of nigga swear he real, but all around him's fake. the women, the dick riders, you know, the yes men. Nobody with the balls to say something to contest him. So he grows out of control into the person that he truly was all along is starting to show. Damn, wonder what happened. Maybe it's my fault for idolizing niggas based off the words they rapping. But come to find out, these niggas don't even write they don't. Shit. Here's some new style bubbling up. Then they bite the shit. Damn, what's... That's what I get for lying to myself. Well, fuck it. What's more important if he's crying out for help?
Ooh.
And he goes on.
Oh, yo.
And as a Kanye fan, literally, I had nothing to say. I'm like, you know what?
Yo, but,
you got
but,
that.
But the fact that he didn't have to mention Kanye's name and you know and you this know. Is Kanye, that's artistry.
That is
he
artistry.
He really took his time with that pen and that notebook and was like,
he
yo,
he killed
I'm
that
doing
on-
this. Strategically.
So yeah. Sean said, who do you think might have the least reaction out of Drake, Cole, Childish, and Kid Cudi? I'm not sure what he means by that question.
Yeah, I don't
know. I think he means like who comes back the least. Like I don't
maybe
I don't,
who's the weakest of them. Like, you know what I mean? Who's the weakest link out of
oh,
all
okay.
of them?
He said I think Drake might be the weakest out of this lineup.
At this
I don't
point,
know. I really like Drake. So
at this point, like yeah. anything Drake drops, whether he wrote it or not, he makes a hit. You know what I mean? I can't take that away from him.
I mean, but that's what J. Cole is talking about.
Yeah, but the thing is
you
that
you got a bunch of yes men around you.
Yeah, but
nobody's
his music
telling you that
hasn't
your shit's
flopped,
garbage.
Though.
Or
it
or
hasn't been garbage.
Be real
now,
because
now
you think everybody around you
now,
fake.
If you think about it, mm-hmm. a lot of people don't like Kanye's last album. You know what I mean? So I think it was
the life of.
Well, no.
Not the latest. Slow down. Not
we know,
the latest.
Listen,
no.
Christina, we know you like it. We know you like it.
What,
wait,
what's it called?
The life
though?
Of?
He's talking about Yeezus.
No, Yeezus.
Oh yeah, Yeezus.
A lot of
we,
people.
We know you like that
Yeezus.
One too. We know you like that one too.
Come on, damn it!
I can't stand behind Yeezus, but the life of Pablo.
No, that was dope. That was dope. Definitely dope.
Yeezus was an introduction to the life of Pablo.
And we have started.
Yo, but the fact that you know people wasn't feeling Yeezus though. You know what I mean? It was just so weird.
Father stretched
and
my
people
hand.
Didn't
that's the thing. People don't know. Like... People stray away from originality. But everybody's feeling Yachty and 21 Savage right now because he's original. Get out of here with
and
that.
And J. Cole also murdered them too.
Yes, he did. He called them school bus rappers.
Well, luckily for you, I have the lyrics up as well for that one.
Hey,
yo, before you go into that. Before Kanye or The Rock for 2020.
I can't. Boy, bye.
My boy.
Neither.
My boy Julius, you know, asked the question.
Oh, so okay. Julius, shout out to Food for Good. My boy Julius has started this restaurant from the ground up. I went to high school with him. He was on a cooking show when he won and he got a food truck. So if you see Food for Good out there, go out there and get a meal. Go ahead.
Shout out to Food for
Support
Good.
Support your local business.
Food
guys.
For Good.
That was like, that sounded like those quick, those 30 second commercials where they talk great. Everything at the end fast. Surprise.
Yeah, all the scams.
Yeah. Anyways, back to this awesome J. Cole track. This Everybody Dies. I'm going to read just a little bit of it too because he gives, how can I say, he murders every this new generation
he's
of rap.
He's playing all these little
tell
niggas
me,
in their place.
Tell me.
Okay, here we
I
go.
I want to hear it.
He goes, and I quote, clap at the fake deep rappers, the OG gatekeep rappers. The would you take a break, please, rappers. Bunch of words ain't saying shit. I hate these rappers. Especially the amateur 8-week rappers. Like, whatever, just another short bus rapper. Yeah, he's talking about you. You know who you are.
Short bus?
Yeah, short bus.
Oh, snap!
Hold on. It gets better. Fake drug dealers turn... I can't even say it because it's so good. Fake drug dealers turn tour bus trappers. Napoleon Complex, you this tour rappers.
Woo!
Get exposed standing next to 6'4 rappers.
Ah.
He's referring to himself on that one. What else? The streets don't fuck with you, you pitchfork rappers.
Hey.
Chosen by the white man, you hipster rappers.
Hey.
I reload the clip, then I hit more rappers with that.
Brrr. Smack.
Straight shitting on these piss poor rappers. I'm back.
He's back, bitches.
Yo, they forgot to add the smack at the end.
No.
Yo,
and if you didn't see the like Christina mentioned that it was a documentary that was released on Tidal. It's not actual
banging
videos. If you see the expression of the way he's spitting, even this verse too, he spits it in the floor of the rappers of today.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he starts dancing like that.
Yeah.
It's
artistry.
Did he start dancing like designer?
He was doing the whole, you know how everybody's dancing like this nowadays. Everybody's
you know,
dancing
I call that artistry, real artistry, because he He took the elements and used their elements against them.
And also, he's putting them... I think he's challenging them. I think this is healthy for hip-hop.
You know what he said?
On their toes, best rap came out of beef. Listen. Like, let's go.
Yes, let's go.
What he said, he's like, I got the crown. What's up? Let's get it.
And in my humble opinion...
Humble? I think you're giving yourself a lot right now.
J. Cole is my favorite rapper. Ooh. Right now, he's number one.
Hold up, I don't like where this is going.
Kanye West is my favorite artist. That's different. J. Cole is my favorite rapper. And I think that every time people keep saying J. Cole's overrated because his lyrics aren't deep enough, or J. Cole's overrated because you can't compare him to Pac. You can't compare him. First of all, it don't matter how deep his lyrics are. He's clever, he's witty, and he comes with the real facts every time. And the music on his album gets better and better. Like, the music on here is crazy. Like, he got, like, live violins, he got drums, guitars. Like, he produced this from top to bottom.
My boy Josh the beat's on point.
That's my boy Josh.
Oh, that's your boy Josh?
Yeah.
We claiming boys? I didn't know.
Oh, they're fighting over you, Josh.
Let me put my application
in. Shout out
to
my boss.
Yo, you're special, Josh. They over here.
He was my boss legit in the summertime.
Listen, they over here legit fighting for
He's
you.
He's a musician, so he should
I'm
know.
I'm only fighting
J. Cole's
for you
beats be on point.
Yo, listen.
I don't even know you,
listen,
though.
Just the fact that J. Cole is exclusive producer of his own project, that's talking from beats to everything. You know what I mean?
I mean, production. J. Cole is a very special artist.
He's very special.
Me and so, my, yo, and he's humble.
Like,
he's humble.
I was just about to say that. I like that he's humble, but he knows he's the shit at the same time.
I met him.
You met him?
Yeah, I met him.
Yo, you're cool like that?
Listen. When I met him,
I'm cool like that.
He was the... out of all the artists that I have met, he was the coolest. He's... You know what I mean? I didn't even have to put out my hand. He was like, yo, what up? And he talked to me for a while.
The guys on his team are real cool, too. The last time he came to Lupo's, I saw him. It was April 2015. Last year in April. All his guys from the team were chilling outside in the lobby with all the fans, taking pictures, talking. Like, I mean, you know, they're not as famous as him, but it's still dope that they have that.
But he's down to earth. That's the thing. And people reside with that.
And if you see in the documentary, I don't know where he is, but he's walking around, no security guard, no nothing.
No, that's how he is.
And he's tapping people, laughing with them.
When I met him, he only had two people with him. Two people. That's it. And
I mean, but if you look at his appearance, nobody's going to rape him.
Damn, you went there?
I don't know about that.
His hair is crazy. I'm sorry. That was harsh.
Why you gotta be the rape
nobody's
talk?
Gonna. Nobody wants to have sex with J. Cole. That's
yeah,
better.
but rape
who told
talk?
You?
Okay.
Wait, no.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yo.
Hold on.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
You just put it out
Jermaine
there.
Jermaine Cole. He is a married man, Regina.
Whoa.
Regina's ready to be.
Wait a minute now. I ain't saying that I was going to drop it like it was whore on nobody's man. I was just saying.
But you said, who said? You made it seem like you were ready to plug it down.
Wait. Hey, man. I didn't say it was me.
No, she got the accent.
It was, you know, there's other women that's ready. That's all I'm shinging.
You lying to yourself.
Oh, please, quick announcement before we end this episode. All of my brothers with dreads, please cut them off.
What?
I'm done with
it.
Bring back the waves. Bring back the sexy.
I'm about to get dreads.
Keep it where it's at.
No, it's
if
value.
If you keep going, I'm about to grow some dreads.
Ew.
If I have to see you pull out that soft brush.
You have good hair. You can't.
And be brushing them.
I need to see a bunch of these again.
And I got naps.
I want to brush your hair. I want to feel on your head.
No. You remember back in the day when they'd be like, oh, you have to brush it because my waves will be more fly if my girl brushes it. Like, no, you lazy ass.
But I don't want to run my hand through my man's hair. That's his job.
Are you jealous because
just a little fact.
Are you jealous because his hair might be longer than yours?
Listen.
It just might. I cut my hair 5 inches a couple weeks ago. But still, no, I'm tired of the dread movement. Let it go.
It's not
J.
A
Cole
movement.
Out
it's
here looking
movement.
Like a crazy listen. Koala bear.
First listen. Of all, that's listen. Just J. Cole.
I'm into the
No, it's not.
No, The Weeknd had it for a long time.
And he cut it off.
And he's like, it ain't working.
But his do was just whoa. But yeah,
Sha said J. Cole's her baby daddy.
Yeah, okay.
The Weeknd.
She's still repping.
Jay, where you listen. At?
She's still repping Meek Mill.
Ew, the Weeknd does not have dreads. He has something else growing out of there, and it's not cute. Like,
it's the same thing as dreads. It just wasn't
J. Cole?
Maintained. No, The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Oh.
Yeah, she looked.
The only
disgusted.
Thing I support right now is the natural hair movement. That's what I support with women not doing relaxers, even though I get my.
That's so sexist, though.
That's
why
not
you gotta
sexist.
Be only with
that's
women.
Not sexist.
Why can't I throw a little
why can't
relaxer
men,
in my
listen,
joint?
Listen, why can't men have natural hair too?
You know what? You try it.
Men always had natural hair.
First of all,
no, Ruben. Listen.
You disappointed me today. You just asked that question, and then you just told everybody today that you don't have bands, okay?
Right. Why you out here lying?
So yo. You don't got bands and he's out here getting perms.
Bentiroso.
No.
Is that
whoa.
Liar?
Yo, did you
number 55?
Bentiroso. Is that
listen.
Liar?
Listen, yes. There's guys out here. Hold on. There's guys out here, you know, getting perms and shit. So, you know,
first of all, hold on. Time out. Sha said that we can cut off his hair because he couldn't sleep.
Look, yo. Them doodoo braids that you let turn into some dreads, now you know better than that. Weeknd, looking like a weekday with them nasty.
Damn, he looks like a rough
she
ass
is
Monday.
Coming at your neck.
I'm sorry,
he
I don't
looks like
come
a hangover
it,
Monday.
Facts. Cold sign.
No time to prep for work.
But
just
wait.
Just kind of right out
that's
the door.
That's what I did today.
We have to talk about, if we're talking about hair right now, we have to talk about...
Oh, she popped it.
We have to talk about beard extensions. Like, has anybody else been seeing that on social media?
Yo.
Like, oh, I'm all for it.
I just
girls
no,
can have,
no, no,
have beard extensions.
No, she's no. Get
every
out of here.
Every man needs a haircut.
No.
And a beard.
No,
a lace front beard.
No. Listen.
Stop.
Listen.
See that sounds.
To all the guys out there,
back.
Look,
just
not,
get a haircut.
I'm
don't worry about
the beard. Talking right into the camera. To all the guys out there, if you are rocking beard extensions,
cut it off.
Just moment of silence.
You done fused.
Moment of silence.
Hair.
You know, I'm with that. Moment of silence. Ready? 1, 2, 3. And we're back.
And we're back.
Welcome back, guys.
Your mama ain't raised no.
Mama
beard
raised the fool.
Extension wearing.
That's just desperate. If you don't got a beard, it's okay.
And if you
yo,
got
just
patches,
work with what you got.
I know.
Yeah,
you could, or you
work
could,
with what you got.
Or you could be like, you could be like
brush.
Me. You could be like me, baby face assassin.
But you're scruffy no. right now.
Listen,
but
I gotta get a, I got an appointment tomorrow, man.
He's trying to grow it. He's trying to
why
grow
don't
it.
You line it up and you could get a beard?
No, I gotta shave it. Not line
why?
It up.
Why?
Just let it grow.
To stay with the baby face yeah. assassin name?
No, all the time.
Try to live up. I think guys look
are you,
better
are you
with,
looking,
with facial
she's,
hair.
She's like,
I
you
am
need
just
to,
scoping
she's,
you out.
She's
right
like,
now.
You need to get the beard
if
right
you
now.
Cut it right here.
She's analyzing my face
this.
Right now.
But is it that
use
deep, like beard extensions,
the
though?
The mustache is already.
She's over here, like, really.
She's,
not,
she's
you
in
right
your
here.
Beard, like.
For the ladies, like, you wearing extensions for some shorties, though?
Yo, but.
I wear extensions because it makes me feel like. It gives me an alter ego, like. Like brow, brow, brow. You start whipping.
Oh,
it.
She just threw her hair back.
You put the
I had
choker
to say
on.
Zone Play because they be
yo,
expensive.
The chokers.
You gotta shout put the choker on.
Shout out to the chokers.
Yo, I seen
Ruben,
something.
Relax,
the other day.
Shout out to the.
Hold on.
Shout
I
out to the
Gotties from 93. Nah, damn. but yo, I seen the other day thing on Instagram that the girl had the dude's name on her choker.
Oh, that's dangerous.
That's a slave.
That's
right
there. Naughty.
That's true.
First
girl.
Of all, where are
yo.
Your parents? Why are you making adult decisions
yo,
like
listen.
That?
Yo,
listen. Who told
yo.
You?
Crazy. That's
no,
very,
no, no. You
that's
know,
very.
It's scary.
Who told you to
it's
go
scary,
to that kiosk
but you, you know he must
home.
Be dropping that eggplant the right way when she does something like that. True. Yo, ain't no chicks doing.
We are not going to discuss what this saw right
yo.
Now.
Let's save that for another time. Ain't no
that will be another time.
Ain't no chicks.
Before we wrap it up, did you buy the sweater? Did you buy the Nas sweater?
Well, Christina got to buy it. Cause
I don't got to buy
it. He said
nothing.
He wants two. One in a small.
Yo, you know what? You know what?
One
you know
for
what?
Me, one for me.
He's buying one for everybody watching right now. Everybody. Oh,
since you said that. Since you said that. What I'm going to do, out of courtesy, we're going to give away one. To a lucky viewer.
Wait, can I join that? I was viewing.
All you need to do is like, repost, and share
this video.
This episode. Coming out on Monday.
And we're going to pick a lucky winner. Make sure you tag yourself in the bottom.
Wait, can they share it now? Or it has to be when
you have to share tonight's live video and like our Facebook page
and Instagram.
Yes, and all our social medias, and share our episode that drops Monday. This episode will be dropped on Monday.
And then if you're sharing somewhere else, we want to see the hashtag SparkUpPVD, and then from there we'll select the winners.
Yes. Just know, I got all eyes on you.
And put your size so we know what we're going to get you.
Yeah, we'll work that out after. You know, and for Christmas, you might have a little surprise, people.
Hey, Rubens.
You know, I
thought Rubens
small,
didn't have bands, though.
Nah, I don't got bands. I just, you know.
Well, I wear a small. I'm going to just put that on the table while we talking about it.
And with that being said, that is a wrap for SparkUpPVD, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch y'all next week. Suéltalo. Bye-bye.